Living the Transformed Life, Part 2, Renewing Your Mind. Romans chapter 12 verse 2 tells us, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Last time we looked at the incredible truth that in Christ we are a new creation. Today we delve a little deeper into how this transformation happens. Specifically, we're going to explore how God renews our minds, changing the way that we think so that we can live according to His will. The battle of the mind. Have you ever noticed that most of our struggles in life start with how we think? Our thoughts shape our attitudes, decisions, and ultimately our actions. That's why the Apostle Paul urges us not to conform to the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. The world around us constantly tries to pull us in different directions, towards materialism, pride, selfishness, and fear. But as followers of Christ, we are called to think differently. To have the mind of Christ is to see life from His perspective, and that requires intentional effort to allow God to reshape our thinking. God's role and our responsibility. Transformation is not something we do on our own. God is the one who changes us from the inside out. But we have a role to play in this process. How do we participate? By filling our minds with God's truth through His Word. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, the Apostle Paul instructs us to focus on what is true, honourable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. These are the things that should dominate our thinking. When we immerse ourselves in Scripture, our thoughts begin to align with God's thoughts. The more we think on His truth, the more our minds are renewed, and the more we can live out His will. So how is your thought life? Is it focused on the things of God? Or are you more influenced by the patterns of this world? The challenge for us is to let God transform us by the renewing of our minds. We need to spend time in His Word. We need to dwell on His promises. And we need to ask Him to shape our thoughts so that our life can reflect His perfect will. The power of daily renewal. Renewing our minds is not a one-time event. It's a daily process. Just as we wouldn't skip meals for days on end and expect to be healthy, we can't expect spiritual growth if we neglect our daily renewal. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, "People do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Just as physical food sustains our bodies, God's word sustains our spirit. One of the ways we can renew our minds daily is by engaging in regular prayer and Bible reading. This doesn't have to be a long or complicated process. Start your day with a simple prayer, asking God to help you align your thoughts with His. Take a few minutes to read a passage of Scripture, reflecting on how it applies to your life. Guarding your mind against negativity. In addition to filling our minds with God's truth, we also need to guard against negative influences. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 warns us, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." What we allow into our minds can either help or hinder our transformation. If we constantly expose ourselves to negativity, fear, or things that contradict God's word, it becomes harder to maintain a renewed mindset. Be intentional about the content you consume, whether it's on social media, television, or other forms of entertainment. Even in your conversations, ask yourself, is this helping me think in line with God's truth, or is it pulling me away? My challenge for you this week is to try to be more aware of what you're allowing into your mind. Take note of any negative patterns in your thinking, and ask the Holy Spirit to help you refocus on what is good and true. Let God's word be the primary influence in shaping your thoughts. Until next time, may you truly be transformed by the word of God, and may he bless you and keep you. God bless.